USA News, I'm Lance Prime. 9 states have officially asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. Also known as Dreamers, the lawsuit wants to start phasing out the program over 2 years, arguing that the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least 8 states. 2 people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time lasting through early Thursday in some areas. Gambling with the future of the Southwest, states that rely on the Colorado River for water came up with no deal.
The January 31st federal deadline to reach a deal on cutting water use by the states that rely on the Colorado River has come and gone with no deal. But Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming have submitted a proposal on ways to reduce water use. Negotiations on cutting water use stalled, and California, the state that relies most on the Colorado River, wasn't part of the alternate proposal. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady has announced his retirement again.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, is being accused of running a sex trafficking ring. Chasinghorse was arrested by Las Vegas police Tuesday for allegedly sexually assaulting indigenous girls as young as 13 for roughly 20 years. SWAT officers raided his North Las Vegas home, where he reportedly lives with his 5 wives. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Intel chipmakers CEO Pat Gelsinger and other managers are taking pay cuts days after the company posted poor quarterly earnings that shocked Wall Street. Gelsinger, in the top position for 2 years, will see his base pay reduced 25%, 15% for managers of the executive team, 10% for senior managers, and 5% for mid-level managers at Intel. A Newsday Siena College poll revealed an overwhelming majority of bipartisan voters in Representative George Santos' New York district say the resume-lying politician should resign. Just over 650 New York voters were questioned. Hundreds of gun control advocates gathered in Annapolis, Maryland Tuesday to call for tougher gun laws for law-abiding citizens. Maryland Governor Wes Moore in front of the Maryland State House.
We're here to make this movement unnecessary. Because we are here to address the issues that you all have been fighting for and advocating for, and letting you know that right now in Annapolis, we have got your back and your issues are ours.
Governor Moore told the crowd that illegal guns have no place in society, and the state will work to create laws to remove them. A group of astronomers at University of Manchester in the United Kingdom and Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing, using the James Webb Telescope, have glimpsed light from ionized helium in a distant galaxy, which could indicate the presence of the universe's very first generation of stars. Lance Pride, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.